So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back to Smell You Later, a podcast about scents. I'm Sable Young, your co-host.
And I'm Tynan Sinks, your other co-host.
And what do you smell like today, Tynan?
Well, Sable, actually, I smell like something that I've been waiting to drop for quite a while. And by quite a while, I mean maybe a month. I smell like REM by Ariana Grande.
Oh, yes. I saw the bottle on your Instagram. It's like a
here.
Crystal.
Yes, it is. So her last, including this, three scents look like a bottle of Chanel Chance, just a really simple circular bottle, but they all come housed in their own little, like, not display,
pedestal,
but yeah, kind of display. Clouds is a cloud. Thank You Next is a broken heart. And REM's is like crystals.
It looks so cool.
It does look so fucking cool.
It's like an asteroid.
Oh, it's so good. And in Cloud, the juice is blue. Thank You Next, the juice is pink. And this is lavender. It's just really pretty. And so is the scent. It's funny because...
Is it REM like rapid eye movement?
Yes. So okay. REM is a song on her Grammy Award winning album, Sweetener. It's actually one of the best songs on the record for me. I think it's like the thesis of the album. REM, the song, is about meeting someone in your dreams and just dreaming about them. It's very cute and very light and fluffy. And so is the scent. It's funny. It's a little powdery almost. It's on the sweeter side, but sweet in a nectary way, not exactly a sugary way. And you won't believe that when I read the notes, but just trust me on this. But it does have a sort of powdery, misty element to it. Not in an ozone way like Cloud has. It's just sort of gauzy, I'm going to say. So at the top, there is quince, fig, caramel, salt, meringue. In the middle is lavender and some other floral bullshit. And then at the bottom is sandalwood, tonka, and musk. So
that sounds really good.
It's really nice. It's Cloud is still better. Cloud is her best. But this is it's nice. And in a way, when I the first couple times I sprayed it, I kind of thought it had the same nectary sweetness as Debaser. The scent is not similar, but the fig note,
the figgy,
pulls through in the same way. And here you get the juiciness of the fig, the warm sweetness of the caramel, and then the salt. I think the salt and the musk have a lot to do with the gauziness of the scent. It's really lovely. It doesn't smell like sort of every celebrity scent, either, you know, a headachey white floral or a really sweet, juicy red berry. It's really sort of its own thing. It's great. It's not my favorite from hers. It's not my favorite, like, of the year. Maybe, I don't know. I've been wearing it a lot, and I'm quite enjoying it. So it's doing its job. What are you wearing?
I am wearing Bond number 9, New Bond Street. I often forget the name because the bottle is so striking. It's red. It's like race car red, and it has leopard print on it and the gold emblem.
Oh, I just smelled it in your room.
Yeah. Oh, God. This stuff has like staying power like you would not believe.
It's gorgeous.
And it's such, to me, like a loud scent, not like something like I would normally wear, but it's It's a super warm, super spicy scent. I think of fur coats, little silk slip dresses, high heels, just tottering around on cobblestone streets in Manhattan. And like that girl who like is not me in any sense of the word. Like I would not wear heels on cobblestone. I know what happens. I have very weak ankles. Like, it's just like this like brash scent. It's so spicy and warm, but it's loud in a way that's welcoming and beckoning. It's not loud in a way that's like, look at me, bitches. Yeah. It's like when that friend, that party friend shows up at the event and you're like, oh shit, now it's a party.
Yeah.
It's like that person. Translated into notes. Let's see. What do we got? Top notes. Bergamot. Wouldn't have guessed that. Whoa. Pepper. A lot of pepper. It's super peppery. That's a great one. Lily of the Valley. Again, wouldn't have guessed that. But I mean, there's a sweetness to it as well. And then it's got coffee and cocoa and chestnut and like a shit ton of patchouli and like sandalwood and leather. All of those things are like way up my alley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember I discovered this 2 years ago when I was at Allure and it had just come out. And I believe they sent a bottle to Sophie, who was the beauty director at the time. And I just smelled it on her. She had like a little cubicle office that had a sliding door. But whenever I walked past it, I would just get a waft and I was like, oh, that smell is so good. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's the new Bond number 9. It's like one of their most interesting scents. And I was like, you're correct. It is. Mm. And then I wrote a lipstick piece when they came out with lipsticks a while ago. And then they sent it to me as a thank you. So I was like, yes. And now I can smell like a brash, loud lady.
I love that. I love that. We should go to Bond number 9.
We should.
I mean, they just have so much going on.
So much. There's never anyone in there. Anytime I've gone to the store, the one on Bond Street, yeah, it's just like empty.
Yeah.
It's like one of those sensory deprivation places. It's just full of these like really luxurious shaggy carpets. And I feel like if I touch anything, it's going to get dirty.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to spray it on next time I'm here because I did smell it. And even out of the atomizer, it smells really beautiful.
Yeah. It lasts for like days.
Really?
Yeah. Eey. Like I can still smell it on me and I sprayed it like 6 hours ago.
That Lily of the Valley note is kind of odd in the build of the scent.
I feel like they wanted to put some floral in there to like sweeten up the spice. Mm-hmm. In my brain, I'm like, oh, like, why wouldn't you have chosen jasmine or perhaps a gardenia? But I don't know. I think the Lily of the Valley is interesting.
Oh, a Lily of the Valley is absolutely not what I thought it was. Never mind.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. Like a lily? What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Well, isn't this a... I mean, as if I know any species of flowers.
I don't know what those guys are. Is they look like little ghosts.
Is that what you thought that was?
No.
Oh.
Wait, I thought they were purple.
Somebody lied.
We don't know flowers the way we thought we did.
I mean,
which also was not that much.
Could have told you. I think I thought it was an Easter lily.
Okay, yeah. There are many differently formed lilies.
Every flower that I type into Google, it populates with tattoo. You can obviously see what my searches look like.
People love getting flower tattoos. God.
So today, we have I'm so excited about today. So when we were talking about Smell You Later and bringing it to life and what it was going to be, we knew we were going to talk a lot about fine fragrances, but we were also going to talk a lot about other scents and how they play into our lives, etc. You know this by now. Mm-hmm. Sable had the idea of having a candle vlogger on. And I was like, that sounds amazing.
Tynan was like, I know just
the person. I was like, I know just the person. But why a candle vlogger, Sable?
I mean, candles are such a... Well, it's huge. Like, I feel like everybody I know, at least, you can't walk into a home without someone having a candle there. Mm-hmm. And the home scent, I think, is huge amongst everybody. It's something that like everyone loves. I love it. And candles, they run the gamut of dollar store to these kind of like mass market Yankee Candle. I remember growing up with those. Mm-hmm. And then they get like super bougie and like super luxury. Like I remember I had one of those huge, it looks like a planter. The Diptyque.
Stop it. When?
2 years ago, it was their holiday candle. I can't say this without thinking of John Mayer. The Food Boys.
What?
The John Mayer meme where he like, it was like a Diptyque candle that was Feu de Bois.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then he's like, this one's Feu de Boys. So now I always call it that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it was that huge one. And it was a holiday candle. And they just sent Allure like a bunch of their holiday shit to be photographed for the magazine. Mm. So for our own little team holiday party, we just put all of the holiday shit that Brand sent us into a room and we're like, well, now time to go shopping.
Oh my God, nice. Was it like 40 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was massive.
I fucking hate candles.
You do?
Yeah. I don't really, I don't really get it. And I feel like
smelling a space.
I'm always wearing enough scent that I feel like it's just, also I live in a shoebox. You know what I mean? Like, how much more do I need? I feel like I'm like an obligation as an adult to have candles in my space. And luckily in our line of work, I get sent a lot of them. So I guess mission accomplished. But I never like spend my own money on a candle just to like literally set it on fire.
I think the most I've spent on a candle was like $36. I think it was Brooklyn Candle Co. Hinoki. Anything that's from a forest, I'm like, fucking light it up.
This one time I did, I was young and I bought a peppermint 3-wick candle, got super drunk, came home, lit it, fell immediately to sleep like a moron. I did not burn down my house, but I could not get the smell of peppermint out of my bedroom and my comforter and my clothes, just like till, and yeah. Like, period. There was no, it was crazy. I don't regret that, but I definitely don't light candles and fall asleep.
I have at least once lit a candle, forgot about it, and like stepped outside to do an errand and then came back and I was like, I mean, everything was fine.
You didn't even drink. What's your excuse?
My brain. My little bird brain in there. Smooth edges, you know. It's just like, need food, leave house. Oops. I feel like unless it's near, it's not gonna jump out of its fucking jar. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. It's like leaving the oven on. It's like, under no circumstances do I want to do it, but like, what if I did? So yeah, we were talking about candle vloggers and having one on, because I think that's a really interesting sect of scent, if you will.
Also, like, the candle vlogging community is so, I mean, there was that one woman who went viral for like,
oh my God,
yelling at Bath and Body Works, or she went to everyone in her county or something and then like had a fucking fit.
We have to put that on our story. She's legend.
She's legendary.
She's like, this is going to be so profane. So if any kids are listening, leave the room. This, and then she like, just kept saying like effing. I'm like, that's not a swear word.
She is like the primordial Karen.
She's the forefathers of the Karen.
Yep.
And the Beckys. And she's from Wisconsin.
Oh.
Is it any wonder?
But yeah, the community is so hyped on candles.
We have to post that to our Smiley Later story.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, yo, what's this deal with candles? I mean, I enjoy them, but it's a fucking candle. Like, what up?
It's funny because I'm like, why would anyone want to talk about candles to the public? And who would want to listen to someone talk about candles? Is if I haven't spent the last 10 years writing about lipstick and foundation. You know what I mean? Like, it is the exact same thing in a way.
I mean, you also hate candles, so.
True, but I love talking. So.
I do think it's interesting that home scent is like really big in Japan, but personal scent is not.
Yeah.
Because it's considered rude to impose your scent on others. But it's a good thing to curate your home scent. So when people come over, they're like, oh, that's lovely.
I actually Googled, what was it from Muji? Hug. Sweet hug.
Sweet hug.
But then like you get a, never mind.
Yeah. They're a little. What do you call it? Vaporizer?
No, vaporizer?
It's not a vaporizer. Essential oil diffuser. Drugs. Yeah, I'm like, that's for drugs. Yeah. Japan makes the best incense. It's also like incredibly expensive.
I hate incense. I hate incense more than candles, actually.
You know what? You might be thinking of college frat boy incense.
I am.
Okay, yeah. See, that I don't like.
Okay.
But I do like Japanese incense because to me, it smells just like cedar.
Oh.
Like cedar and woods and like you live in a magical forest of a house.
Isn't it messy, though? Like birds.
It's like a little ashy, but it's worth it. Anyway.
So when Sable had her brilliant idea to have a candle vlogger on, I was like, I know just the person. I will let him introduce himself, but I will also do an introduction and see if I want to edit it out. His name is T. Kyle. He is a gay media superstar. He is responsible for reality TV GIFs. If you don't know what that is, if you've ever responded to anything with a GIF of a housewife, T. Kyle probably made it. He also has two podcasts that I am obsessed with, the first of which being the Britney podcast. It is a limited series spanning every year in the career of Britney Spears. He does it along with Bradley Stern of Mew Mews. It is a very, very in-depth, intelligent, hilarious look at the career of Britney. If you have any interest in any of that, you should definitely go listen. It is so, so good. His current podcast is called Legends Only. It's basically a weekly pop culture roundup, and it is the highlight of my week. It drops every Monday. It's great. You should listen to both. And welcome, T. Kyle.
Hello.
T. Kyle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am an online creator. I have a podcast called Legends Only. I also have another podcast called It's Britney Bitch that is a limited series into many spheres. And I do all sorts of things. I'm currently the head of digital for The Tonight Show, but on the side, I do candle vlogs and memes and GIFs and just all random things on the internet.
Awesome.
So smell you later. It's, you know, a podcast about scents and smells and fragrance for sure, but also smells in all contexts. And we were like, oh, it'd be really cool to get the candle blogger on.
I was like, I know just the person. So how did you get into candle vlogging? Because I know that you do a ton of stuff. I mean, from reality TV GIFs to your podcast to your job now. But I know that you've been candle vlogging kind of through a lot of it. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I would always buy candles for the longest time. And I just saw other people doing it on YouTube. And so I was like, oh, why don't I just do this as well and see what happens? Because I'm doing it anyway, regardless if the camera's rolling or not.
Right.
I'm stocking up every now and then. So I thought, you know, it was like people would do favorites videos or shopping hauls or candle hauls. And so I was like, yeah, I'll just try it too. Like, why not?
Yeah.
It's easy.
You already had your YouTube going, correct?
Yeah.
And what did your audience think when you were like, okay, now I'm going to do candles?
They loved it. I feel like at one point I had more engagement on my candle vlogs than other ones because people gravitate towards that stuff. And it's obviously more searchable if you put like Bath and Body Works, Hall, Fall 2020. People look to see reviews. Wow. Sort of the new marketing now is like people want to hear from everyday shoppers.
Did you always have candles in your house growing up? Or is this something that like when you went out on your own, you started to feel like you needed to add something to your place?
I did. I don't really know where it all started. I think I always just like loved the ambiance of candles. Like it was always relaxing. I remember my mom always, when we were little, every dinner was like, you set the table and you lit the dinner candle. Like it was a thing.
Oh, wow. It's like a ritual.
It was like very much, you know, get the dinner candles out, like the tall ones, like those, those tall, skinny ones. And my grandma as well, like it was always not a tradition, but she had like the metal thing with like the bell that you like put the candle out with.
The extinguisher.
Yeah. And so when I was a little kid, like it would always be, you know, everyone would have coffee and dessert. And then it was like, okay, get the extinguisher. And I would always be the one to put the candles out. And so I think as I got older and had my own space, it was part of that kind of ambiance of relaxing. I love the color of the light and it's just calming.
You're from Jersey, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How does the typical Jersey man smell? Is there like one Jersey scent or like a type of scent? And can you talk about that?
Abercrombie.
Stop.
It's that tri-state Abercrombie
Hollister
scent. Yep.
And I actually, so I found out that mahogany teakwood from Bath and Body Works is the same scent as that.
No.
And I think I was in Las Vegas with Brad when I got like, basically my life changed from this woman that worked at Bath & Body Works in, I forget what hotel it was at the time. It might have been like, it's like that underground mall.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went in, I was like talking to her and she's like, oh, like what kind of scent do you love? And I'm like, oh, I love mahogany teakwood. And she's like, oh, do you shop at Abercrombie? And I was like, no. And I'm like, why? She's like, oh, she's like, I'm just wondering, like, it's the same scent. And I literally felt like I just got scalped. And I was like, you can take the boy out of Jersey, but clearly you can never take the Jersey out of the boy. Because in that moment, I was like, oh, that explains my entire existence.
I am not sure if Abercrombie or Bath & Body Works has something to explain here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who is the culprit?
Oh my God.
Who did this to us?
It's so good though. I literally have the high intensity one in my closet right now.
Oh my God. I can't like smell that without being triggered and thinking of like high school and these boys that were going to beat me up, but I was like attracted hot. To. Yeah, hot. Exactly. Like hot, mean boy yeah. smell. Like yeah. it just smells like homophobia, but I'm still like, do I like this scent? I don't know.
Right? Yep.
It's erotic homophobia.
God. Did you start your vlogging before or after the angry woman from Wisconsin?
Before. I actually feel like she inspired me to sort of do the candle vlogs because I was obsessed with her because I just thought it was, I mean, I love anyone that becomes a meme. It's like my goal in life is to like, and I like sort of did it. And so I was like finding internet friends and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is so funny. This is such a genius viral video. And so I like connected with her on YouTube and then I was like, okay, I'm going to do a candle haul too. Like, why not?
What sort of scents do you gravitate toward usually? Just baseline.
Baseline is fresh, clean woods is like my core. And I've experimented out of that a few times. So mostly seasonal, like I would do a batch every season mm-hmm. and do a couple like, you know, let me smell, try this one, smell this, because it's kind of a pain to go to the store here. Right. It's like not as, you know, we don't have one of those like really nice outlets like they do. those are the best. But yeah, mostly seasonal and like fresh woodsy scents are like my core. Guaranteed, always gonna love.
Sable and I always talk about how guys usually go nuts for woody scents, no matter if they're in a fine fragrance or like a body soap or a candle.
Yes.
There's something about woods that just like men respond to very viciously in a way that I don't see them do at all with anything else. Do you wear cologne or do you interact with scents in your body wash or are you sort of like an unscented guy?
I do. I usually go for a fresh, clean scent as well.
Okay.
I found like with COVID and like coronavirus and stuff, I don't even honestly remember the last time I put on a fragrance because it's kind of like, you know, we're not going out. I mean, it's been months now,
yeah.
But before I would have a mist, like a nice subtle mist for an everyday. It's just been such a long time, but yeah. You know, I had like my going out scent and then a body wash.
I know that you and Bradley on your iconic podcast, Legends Only, have often talked about the sort of like anxiety and all of you know, the myriad of feelings that we're all sort of running through with isolation and quarantine and all of that. Have mm-hmm. candles and scents been a way to sort of ground you and calm you down? Because I don't really believe in aromatherapy, but I know a lot of people do and like ride for it. Do you find that you sort of tend to comfort yourself with scents in that way?
Totally. I think part of it too is like scent, also the light. There's something about glow of a candle that I find really relaxing. And in a weird, this might sound weird, but I have the Hue brand lights. This is like not a sponsor thing or anything, but I got the Hue lights. And so I actually have a nighttime setting. So where every single night at a certain time, all of my lights switch to that like amber glow.
Whoa. That's next
and
level.
Like I literally, if I wanted to, I could tell Siri to turn my lights because like every single night I'm like, okay, I'm like, it's like the only social interaction I have right now is with Siri. I'm like, Siri, turn my lights to relax. And she's like, okay. And then my whole apartment has that really just nice orangey glow.
Ooh.
And I've noticed like in my new apartment, I'm south facing. So my apartment gets like hot as hell.
Yeah.
So I've found myself leaning away from candles in the spring and summer, but fall and winter, it is full like bathroom, two on the nightstand. Like I go all in like the fall and winter.
Are those Hue lights the one that you can change to any color?
Yes, they are.
I need to get those for my place.
I need to get those.
Same.
Obsessed.
Seasonal, what is it called? Seasonal affective depression is soon upon us.
Yeah, so. Right. And there. That's the way that people take all those like thoughty bisexual lighting Instagram photos, yep. Right? With like the blue and pink.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I need to get myself some of those for sure.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm like, yeah. In the morning, it goes to sunlight. So it's like, it as if the sun is just filling my room.
What?
I've got the candle glow at night. If I'm ready to play video games, we go like a teal blue. Whoa. If I'm feeling some kind of a way, I'm like, let's do a magenta. Like, you literally can just completely change the whole vibe of your space.
Okay. I need to sponsor you.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that.
Mm-hmm. They should give you an there's affiliate.
Like a, I know, right? There's actually like a winter setting that does like this frosty. I could go on. I know this is about scents, but like nothing like a nice frosty, like I do like a green with like a candle glow.
Ooh. But best. So you really are setting up an entire ambiance in your apartment with the light and the scent. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like.
That's so nice.
Wow. Who would ever want to leave?
Right. I mean, now we can't. Now so you can. Lucky for us.
Literally.
And you live, I'm not trying to smoke anyone out, but I think you live near me. We both live in the Hell's Kitchen area, correct?
Yep.
What is, and you've been in New York for quite a while.
Yeah, I just hit my 14th year.
Damn.
Which okay. is wild.
That is wild. What we have been recently talking about sort of the sense of New York, the yes. good and the bad. Are there any that stick out to you?
Oh, just like anything?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, the summer definitely amplifies a lot of things. So certain, you know, bodily fluids, I would say, definitely get a couple waves of that. But like, I love like a New York pretzel scent. Mm. Oh, I feel definitely. Like that's so unique.
Yes.
Central carts. Park. Yeah, the food carts. City Rain, I feel like has a weird kind of like a summer at golden hour rainstorm has like a summer storm kind of a scent to
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's like the concrete, something, maybe it's like when it like drips down the buildings or something, but there's that like metallic-y kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. It's like a city thunderstorm scent.
It's all the air conditioners probably.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Whatever they're dripping onto us. I'm still pretty new to New York, so I'm getting used to it. And
you're smelling so many new smells.
So many new smells. And yeah, not all of them good, but I think New York smells better than people give it credit for.
It's some of the time. It's high highs and low lows, you know?
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
And sometimes unexpected. It's like never a dull moment.
Oh yeah.
Right. I miss the smell of like shitty bars at 2 a.m.
I know, right?
Oh my God, assuming we'll ever
a hint of chlorine and bleach.
Exactly. And whatever someone's smoking outside.
Oh, I do like, I know it's really bad for you, but I do kind of miss like walking past someone smoking and that like kind of secondhand tobacco scent.
Yeah, same.
I secretly love it, even though I'm like, this has probably shaved time off of my life by inhaling this.
Oh my God. I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, if someone's walking in front of me and they're smoking and it blows in my face, I like want to throw hands. I'm like...
It is rude. I feel like that's something that like many people are not aware of. They're like fume trail.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't mind it, but obviously I'm like, this is an assault. Like yeah. You're assaulting with your smoke.
Yeah. Well, luckily now we have masks, so it's keeping yep. some yeah, of it out.
Exactly. Exactly. Tika, what is your favorite place to procure your candles from? Is it All Bath and Body Works or do you branch out?
So I've kind of been on like this journey. I used to do Yankee Candle for the longest time.
Of course. It's like everyone's gateway.
And then speaking of AZ for Angela, who is the iconic Bath and Body Works rant lady, I started watching her videos and she would always talk about the throw of her candles being horrible. And there was this whole movement of like Yankee Candle changing their formula and the throw was awful. And I'm like, oh, so that's what a throw means. And I like learned all these like candle lingo and I felt the same way. I was like, okay, I'm spending all this money. They're so expensive and it doesn't smell like my apartment doesn't smell.
Right.
So I switched over to Bath and Body Works because I felt like they worked and you could get a good deal. And then I sort of branched out recently. What is the one I have on my desk right now? Homesick.
Oh,
brand Homesick.
Oh, those are cute.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they did a Dunkin' Donuts collab.
Stop it. Did they?
And fucking amazing.
Did they send peppermint. That to
No.
You have to get on the Dunkin' Donuts, like some influencer PR list, something.
Okay.
You do more promo for them.
Trust me. I know. I just saw that Charli D'Amelio, the TikTok star, just got her own drink. And I'm like, okay, listen, I've been doing this for 14 years and you do a couple dances and you get a sponsorship.
Right.
And I'm totally joking. But they did the collab and it was peppermint mocha. Ooh. And I was like, why not? Normally not a sweet scent person. Got it. Was obsessed.
Really?
And so I got the New York City? Yeah, the New York City one. I also really like that one. And then I also tried like PF Candle Co. recently. And then what is the other one that I can go grab it quick? It has really cute labeling.
Oh, cute.
Now I want to know about Candle Lingo.
I know. Those Homesick ones I've seen, I think they have like a ton of SKUs because they have like cities and states.
Yeah.
Like how many goddamn scents do y'all have?
This one's called Herland Home.
Okay.
And it is coconut wax. I bought it because the glass jar that it's in is like an amber, kind of like, sounds weird, but like a beer bottle, like a Bud Light. Mm-hmm. You know that like, yes, that brown, yeah, amber glass?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, ambiance again, back to that. So course. Yeah, this one smells really good. It's called Dusk. Mm. So I've been like, you know, now that we're home and no one's visiting, I'm not having people over, it's like, oh, we can try this out.
Exactly. I feel like I have more disposable income now that I'm not like spending, yeah, $27 same, on a tequila soda. So it's like, I can buy a candle or two.
Do you usually save the candle jars or do you just chuck them?
Sometimes. There's one that I have in my bathroom and it's, I think they're like on the higher end of the brands.
Do you, because people like always DM me about this when they see like my lip liners in a candle jar. How do you get the remnants of the wax out of your candle so you can store things in it? Do you freeze it or do you melt it?
I pour boiling water into it.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a different method.
Yeah.
So it's called Allume. That's the brand. They're like, okay, a little pricier, but they had this like really beautiful like mercury glass.
Ooh.
Cute. And it was a holiday candle. So I was like, okay, you know, one candle for the season. Mm-hmm. We'll splurge.
Yeah.
So I actually boil water and then I'll put the unit, the, like whatever it is, the glass thing, mm-hmm, in the water before it's boiling. So it's slowly heats up.
Oh. That's
and smart. Then it will usually like melt most of it out. And then I'll put that into like a one of those like disposable coffee cup so you can keep the wax.
Oh,
and
then, sure.
It's been a while since I've done this, but yeah. I would like take the whatever it was raining and I would put it and make my own little tea lights just so that it didn't go to waste.
Oh, that's so nice.
But so sustainable.
I know.
Yeah. Because sometimes it would burn down like the center and there's like all this wax.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like done. And I'm like, well, I could just make a couple tea lights with this, you know?
We were just talking about that, how some candles burn in a weird fucky way where there's so much wax on the sides,
mm-hmm,
and then it drips down and then extinguishes the flame. But then you have to keep like carving it out.
Want to know a trick?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Again, I'm going to give her a shout out. This is easy for Angela. I feel like I learned so much about candles from her. Tin foil. You just take tin foil. And usually you can tell if a candle is going to do this before it gets too late. I feel like I'm like a candle. I sound like a candle rescuer right now.
No, I love it.
But like if you notice that it's called tunneling, you can just fold up, like double fold up some tin foil and then wrap it and almost make like a little sweater for it, like at the top, just kind of make, and then have it fold a little bit over so it holds the heat in.
Oh.
And it will give you a perfectly melted candle.
That is genius.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it has saved some of these expensive candles for me.
It's always the expensive ones that do it. Completely, too.
Yeah.
You are like the candle whisperer. Like you, yes. I mean, this is why I wanted you because I was like, I think he knows
me
things that
Googling,
we don't.
Tunneling.
Right, exactly.
Wait, tell us more about this candle lingo, like, because we have no idea.
So tunneling is when you have the candle and it just goes like straight through the bottom, mm-hmm, and there's so much whatever. And it actually has to do with the glass. So if you're in an apartment that's like freezing colds, it can't fully warm up. So that's why it just kind of tunnels down.
Okay.
But if you're in a warm space, the glass can get warm and it will most likely be even. Also, if you cut the wick too short and the flame is too small, then it can't give you like a full. But then if you just put the tin foil, it will just help it all get hot. Then there's the throw, which is like how much of the actual scent permeates through your air.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then what else is there? I feel like that's pretty much it.
I was watching some of your videos last night when I was making dinner, and you talk a lot about the type of wax that is used. And I don't know anything about, like, does the type of wax used in the candle affect the burn or the time that you can have it for?
Yeah, I found that soy wax does a really good job of melting properly and throwing better than some of like the older, I don't even know what they used to use on like those old Yankee candles, but like almost like a plasticky wax. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like straight up petroleum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like those were harder, and I haven't had to use the tunneling trick with the tin foil in a long time. That was like a Yankee candle thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you, like, I know that people love to buy a Diptyque candle and burn it and then keep the jar forever and ever. And I know that's beautiful and cute. How do you feel about sort of like the luxe $60, $80, $120 candles versus the more accessible ones? Do you have any? And if so, do you find the quality to be any different?
I've had a few expensive ones that I've gotten. Like there was one that I got, I want to say it was from Nest maybe, that was like a holiday exclusive pine. And it was so fantastic that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get one for the season. And it lasted me the entire winter.
Okay.
And it like, it just looked nice. And so it was more of like a decorative thing. And I kept the mercury glass.
Okay.
Their holiday candles are like, when they like really pull out all the stops.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they make such good gifts too. Like the packaging is beautiful.
Yeah. The packaging really, like the carton and the component itself is like stunning. I would keep that. I'll give that to you.
Yeah. I use the mercury glass in my bathroom now, but for like an everyday, I don't really care too much about like what it looks like. I just want it to smell good. That's really
right. It's the beginning and end. I've also heard you in your videos talk about you like candles that are more from like a formulation perspective, clean and like sort of chemical free. Is that something that you look for? Because I'm a little, as I've said in every podcast, and I need to shut the fuck up about it, critical of the clean beauty industry. But I have recently learned that, you know, there can be things in your candles that you actually don't want burning through your home. I think phthalates is the big one. Is that something that you look for when you buy candles as well?
Yeah, like the dye-free, you know, because it's, I'm like, there's really no, I don't need my candle to be hot pink. No, I need it to smell good.
Right.
So because I'm sensitive, like you said, with skin stuff. Mm-hmm. So I try and be as clean as possible.
I know you're a big fan of, one, Britney Spears, and two, all the girls, really. And I myself am a huge fan of the same and their forays into celebrity scents. And I know that's something that you and Brad sort of touch on every once in a while. Are there any that stick out? Do you own any celebrity scents? And are there any that stick out in your mind as favorites?
Ooh. Okay. So I do want to now... Don't judge me, but you can judge me because
I would never judge you.
We'll never
I own
judge
this.
You.
Okay. So I actually wear Chloe and Lamar's.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And for the longest time, I always like never told. I just never, people would always compliment it. And I'm like, oh, I forget. You know, in the back of my mind, I know the whole time. I'm like, you have four of those in your fucking cabinet. I got it from the outlets in Jersey. This woman just was like, oh, do you want to smell this? I'm like, yeah, I loved it. It smells so good.
It's so good. Genuinely, right?
I have to smell that.
I'll bring it over next time. Okay. It's fantastic. It is genuinely like, it has at the base are both chocolate and vanilla, but it's not super gourmand. It's not, it's not cloyingly sweet. It's really nice. I think I knew that. I think you posted about that on Instagram. I somehow knew that about you.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And I have gotten more compliments when I wear that than anything in my entire life. Anytime I wear it, people are like, oh my gosh, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Just this whole thing.
Yeah.
And what, remind me, you said it. What is it called again? Unbreakable?
Yeah, Unbreakable. Oh, Unbreakable. Oh my God. I literally like
a Shyamalan movie?
I think so. I think I honestly bought the last versions of it like on Amazon recently because it was like 2 in stock or whatever. And I like jumped on. I was like, I got to get them.
I do not blame you. That is something I never want to be without.
Oh. Wait, it's discontinued now?
Yeah. But those things live like forever on e-retail. Oh, okay. You can always track them down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. My God.
Good to know.
Are there any Britney scents that stick out to you just because she has so many?
I mean, I have like a soft spot, obviously, for Fantasy and Curious. Like my best friend in high school, her car, she spilled a bottle of Curious in her car. And so anytime it got hot, it was like, like it just had that, like something about the heat just makes everything like, you know, in like New York, it does the same thing.
Yeah.
Just radiates.
Yeah, so anytime I get a whiff of someone wearing it, which is like every now and then, I'm always like, oh, that just teleports me back in time.
Oh, totally, totally. I would not find that to be a problem if I spilled Curious in my car. I mean, I have a Curious tattoo, so I don't have like much.
Oh, it smells great.
It smells so good. I'm really a big fan of her Hidden Fantasy, the red bottle. It's like really spicy and really clovey. It's really great.
I have to admit, I haven't smelled all of them. I'm a fake fan when it comes to that.
You are the farthest thing from a fake fan, but okay.
I don't like the Prerogative though, the new one.
That's funny because I really do, but I really love like scents like that. You give me a sweet coffee scent and like it's you know exact. Oh wait, no, that's a lie. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Private Show. Yeah, Prerogative is not my favorite.
Yeah,
it's kind of pink and bouncy. It's all right, but it's,
they
it's
handed out wristbands at Piece of Me in Atlantic City when I went, and it was like Prerogative scented wristbands, and I don't know if there's just something about that whole experience that I just never want to smell that again.
Totally. Was that the one when you guys were in Vegas that someone was spraying into the Piece of Me show when Perfume played? Am I making that up?
Wow. That was Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh my God. That's too funny.
It's like a t-shirt cannon, but with scent. That's
incredible. No, there was this, there was this queen in the audience. And she's singing Perfume, and all of a sudden we just like, you know, you get the aroma of Fantasy. Yeah. And I start laughing because I'm like, oh, they really are like promoting Perfume by pumping the arena with
that's what I thought you said
her own. Yeah. And then I look and I just see that it's this guy crying with a full ass bottle of Fantasy in his hand, spraying it in the air, and people were like screaming at him because he was coding. I'm talking like the mist, like just pouring the stuff all over people in the pit.
Oh my God.
And I was like, how did you get it? Like, you can't even get in here with a flask. How did you get in with a whole ass bottle of Fantasy through security?
Oh, I don't want to know where he hid that.
Yeah, that's true. I think we all know. All right, this has been fantastic. T. Kyle, why don't you let everyone know where they can find you online?
Yes, so I'm on Instagram at t.kyle and Twitter tkylemac.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, T. Kyle. We really appreciate it. It was so good to talk to you.
Amazing. Yes, thank you so much for teaching us candle lingo, because now none of my candles will tunnel. Like,
this is true.
You expensive bougie sons of bitches, you're going to burn the way I want you to.
Yeah. Also too, I have to recommend, have you seen those USB lighters?
No.
That's been my quarantine discovery that I saw on TikTok.
What is a USB lighter?
It's a lighter that charges from USB, so you never have to buy another one.
Stop.
Because I felt bad just constantly having to get like these chunky ass like grill lighters, basically. Yeah.
Right.
And I saw it on TikTok, and it just kind of, you turn it on, and then it has these like little zappy things, which...
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, cool.
A friend showed me, it's like a plasma melter or something.
What? Yeah.
It's something to do with plasma. I don't know science. I'm not a scientist. That's why I'm like,
yeah. But it's like a little lightning zap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm definitely going to check that out now.
I'm 100% getting one of those. Amazing.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Smell you later.
Smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.